Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Complicated Love Story Set in Space by Sean David Hutchinson. Read by Kevin R. Free, with Gibson Frazier and Candace Thaxton.
For Lisa, who helped me navigate this ship and never complained when I got us lost. Content warning. This book contains a scene describing a sexual assault in Chapter 54 of the section titled The End of a Very Long Day, as well as references to the assault in the chapters that follow. Strangers in Space. 1.
I woke up on a spaceship. I'd crawled into bed, my hair still damp from the rain, and shut my eyes, expecting to wake up in the same place I fell asleep, as one tends to do. But no, when I opened my eyes, I was most definitely not in my room any longer. Nor was I in my apartment in Seattle, or even still on Earth. I didn't actually wake up on the spaceship. Rather, I woke up outside it, wearing a spacesuit, drifting in the vacuum where there's no oxygen or gravity, and basically everything wants to kill you. You might be thinking that I knew I was in space because I saw stars. It's a good guess, but wrong. The first thing I saw was a note on the heads-up display inside my helmet. You are wearing a Beekman Hauser X300 vacuum-rated spacesuit. You are in space, floating outside a ship called Curiosity. There is no reason to panic. My name is Noah North, and I am not ashamed to admit that I panicked. Help! I screamed so loudly that my voice cracked. Not that it mattered. There was nowhere for the sound to go. It's a common misconception that sound doesn't travel in space. It does. It just doesn't travel well. That didn't stop me from screaming, though, and flailing my arms and legs as if doing either was going to help. Cut me some slack. It was my first time in space. Also, hopefully my last. Warning, your heart rate is exceeding the maximum recommended beats per minute. Please attempt 30 seconds of relaxed breathing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?